Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Have you ever known someone so closely that it seemed like you could read their mind? You knew each other so well that you could finish their sentences for them. You could anticipate what they would say or do before they ever said it or did it. Most likely, this was a close, personal relationship. Perhaps it was with your mother or your father, maybe a twin sister or brother. Maybe it's with your spouse. Whatever the case, the fact of the matter is that even as close as you are with that person, you never can really know them. We don't really know what's going on inside someone's mind. Their thoughts remain hidden from us because it is in the essence of the person where those things are kept. It is in the spirit that we find the essence of the person. It is in the spirit that we keep our secrets, our heartfelt desires, those things that are nearest and dearest to us. St. Paul says that we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. But that has not always been the case. Prior to our conversion, we did indeed have the spirit of the world. We receive that spirit naturally by being born into a sinful world by sinful parents. It is reinforced through daily contact with a fallen world. And we all know when that spirit controls our hearts and our minds, our thoughts are for ourselves, for self-gratification, and for the things of the world. And as long as that spirit of the world remains in us, we cannot know the will of God nor the mind of God. But thanks be to God that for believers, the spirit of the world has no dominion over us. Out of his great love for us, God the Father sent his Son into the world to defeat the spirit of this world. He has driven that spirit out of us and filled the void with his Holy Spirit. He has done this that we may know the gracious things that he grants us: faith, forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. To know the mind of God is to know his thoughts, his plans, and his purpose. The natural man cannot know these things. They are foolishness to his worldly wisdom. The things of God are revealed only through divine wisdom, given as a gift by the Spirit of God. It is he who reveals to us the mind of Christ through his precious gift of faith. We who believe in Jesus as our Savior have the mind of Christ. St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 6 that we are baptized into Christ, into his life, into his death, into his resurrection, and into his mind. Our relationship with Christ, because of our baptism, is closer, more intimate, and more personal than any relationship that we have with anyone else. And this close, personal, intimate relationship with Christ is none of our doing. It is fully the work of God. In our baptism, we have, through the Spirit, received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that comes from God. Through our baptism, we have received the mind of Christ. Yet still we hear in our ears the words of Isaiah: who has understood the mind of the Lord? Why would a holy, perfect God want to have a relationship, a union with us, fallen, sinful creatures? But we already know the answer to that question, because the Spirit has revealed it to us. God desires to bring us into close relationship with him because he loves us. The love of God for his fallen creatures is a mystery to the wisdom of men. Yet in his divine wisdom, God has called us unto himself and revealed himself to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God has revealed the wisdom of God to us. He has spoken to us not about worldly things, but about spiritual things, about heavenly things. As baptized believers in Jesus, we have received the mind of Christ. But what do we know of the mind of Christ? Some would say that to know the mind of Christ is to keep the law as Jesus kept the law. Others would say that to know the mind of Christ, you need to do good social works for the poor and the needy. And still others would say that we cannot possibly know the mind of Christ until we have suffered hardship and borne our cross without complaint. It is true that we can indeed look to Jesus as our example for holy living. But pious outward works of righteousness do not reveal to us fully the mind of Christ. They do not reveal the magnitude of his love for us. To know the mind of Christ, we must look to the cross. We must look to the cross where he gave himself for our sins. We must look to his word where he reveals himself to us. We must look to the sacrament where he comes to us with his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. What is the mind of Christ? That all men should be saved through faith in him. It sounds so simple, yet it is so confounding to those who do not have the mind of Christ. Those who continue to cling to the spirit of this world cannot grasp the things of heaven, the spiritual things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for believers, having the mind of Christ is to anguish over those who are lost because they do hold so tenaciously to the things of this world. Having the mind of Christ is to rejoice over the salvation of one of those souls. Having the mind of Christ is to boldly proclaim the gospel of salvation to a fallen and lost world. Pastors, professors, we who soon will be pastors, vicars, interns, deaconesses, and fellow believers, because we have received the Spirit of God through faith, we now also speak of spiritual things. We, like Paul, have received the mind of Christ, and we are to speak of spiritual things to spiritual people. We are to speak of heavenly things to those who cling to earthly things and do not have the mind of Christ yet. My friends, it is true that no matter how close we are to someone, we can never know their mind. But thanks be to God that he has revealed his mind to us. He has done this in his crucified and risen Son. There is nothing hidden between Jesus and us. We know with confidence the mind of Christ. We know that he gave himself to save us. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.